Personal is the latest book from Lee Child and his 19th featuring the nomadic assassin Jack Reacher. The novel sees Reacher travelling to Europe in search of a sniper he has had previous beef with. Declan Burke has been reading the book for us. He's with us now. For those who don't know Jack Reacher and who have never gone near a Lee Child book, how would you describe this long-standing character of Lee Child's, Declan?
Well, if I may slightly correct you, Sean, you use the word assassin. Jack Reacher would be more of he's got a white hat on. He's one of the good guys. He's not a hired killer or anything like that. He's an ex-military policeman from a couple of decades back, left the army under something of a cloud, and has since, as you say, he's been a nomad, wandering mostly the western reaches of America, but he does the circuit. He tends to fall into scenarios in which Lee Child describes them as revenge thrillers, in that something bad happens to someone who is innocent, and Jack Reacher, because of his personality, of the old noble archetype, he steps in and he exacts a kind of rough justice.
I suppose people who haven't read the books may well be aware of the fairly recent film with Tom Cruise playing the character of Jack Reacher, casting that caused many Lee Child fans to become very irate.
Anguish, I think, is the word you're searching for. Yeah, 2012 and One Shot, which was a book from round about the middle of the 19. And because Jack Reacher is famously a big man, he's 6'5", 6'6", he's well-built, he's physically powerful, he's a tough guy, and people reacted badly because Tom Cruise is famously not a tall man. I don't know what people make of Tom Cruise as an actor, his various skills. He has always committed fully to whatever role he has been charged with. I thought he did a good job. I'm not emotionally attached to the fact that Jack Reacher has to be the size of a barn.
A fan of the character.
I am a fan of the character, and maybe we'll discuss this later on, but he is very much an archetype. People who have seen, for example, High Noon or The Searchers, those kind of old westerns will be very familiar with this kind of character, the noble loner, the intelligent man who'll stand up and take a stand when nobody else will.
And I suppose that nomadic thing gives him that western, there's a western feel to it in that he's of no fixed abode.
Absolutely. And very much a kind of a pioneer spirit to invest this character.
The title of the novel, Personal, suggests that it's highly personal.
This time it's personal, Sean. And it is. The novel opens the very first page. Jack Reacher is in a bus depot. He spots an ad in a newspaper which is directed at him. It's written by a man who he owes a favour to from two decades previously. So he answers the call. And this tells you something about him. He'll step up to the mark two decades later. He's brought in an old boss of his called Tom O'Day, who's head of an intelligence agency now, and he tells Reacher that a sniper has attempted to kill the French president from a distance of 1,400 yards, which is a phenomenal feat, and narrows it down. There's only 6 or 7 snipers in the world who have that quote-unquote talent, and one of them is an American. The bullet that was used is American, and this points the finger at a character called John Cott, who was recently released from prison. He's ex-special forces, and if you're joining the dots, you'll know that Jack Reacher back in the day put him away. So now this man is out, he's got a serious sniper rifle, and he has Jack Reacher in his sights.
So the personal element of it is a double-edged in the fact that it's the sniper, mm-hmm. There's a backstory there, and also the man who enlists his help. There's a backstory with the CIA agent there, is it?
The CIA, well, Tom O'Day, as I say, is the man who kind of commissions him to go and find this John Cott character, and Reacher has worked for for Tom O'Day in the past. It's all kind of bound up. There's other aspects to it that are personal that I shouldn't really reveal now.
Yeah, because
some that are quite poignant that aren't just kind of thriller plot points. And then there's another aspect to it, because usually, I think entirely to this point, Jack Reacher has always been, it's the United States has been his kind of stomping ground. In this one, he's sent first to Paris and then on to London. And of course, Lee Child, or Jim Grant as he was originally, is from England. He now lives in America. But he's from England.
In fact, didn't he spend time in Belfast? Was he originally from Belfast? I think he's born in Coventry.
So we have Jack Reacher, who's an American, and he's written in American-style language. So he's kind of making his way around London, trying to explain back to his American audience what, you know, the tube is and what these Oyster cards use on the tube. But you know that Lee Child is, you know, there's quite a lot of fun.
Being knocked out of the American English versus the UK English. All right, when he gets there, he gets stuck into the middle of a gang warfare.
Yeah, there's two gangs that are kind of, there's a Serbian gang and an English gang. And a third gang leader has been taken out previously by a sniper's bullet. And Jack Reacher realises that this is the way that our friend John Cott has paid his way in and has got this protection from these two gangs, so he can set up, because the G8 summit is coming up. It's going to be held in London. And there's a possibility that John Cott, the sniper, can take out two or three.
Right.
This is all very early told in the plot. Yeah. We're not giving away too much.
Yeah, but we can see that he's setting himself up for lots of different scenarios in that particular way. Why are the Jack Reacher books so popular? I mean, they're phenomenally popular.
Wildly popular. There's a statistic quoted, if I can, statistic in inverted quotation marks. It is said that a Jack Reacher novel is sold every 20 seconds.
This now, is on in a bit of publicity material.
In the bio at the back of the book. Yeah, now that sounds like PR fluff to me. There's no doubt he is wildly popular. Even the film that wasn't particularly, you know, people weren't particularly happy with the casting, did really, really well. Again, I think we go back to that archetype, that sense of he is tapped into that classic. It doesn't have to be a Western character. Lee Child himself, you know, he concedes the idea of the classic Western kind of figure, but he sees it come back even through the Romance poetry of the medieval period, back to Greek mythology, back even to biblical stories of those kind of heroes. You know, the man who will take a stand when nobody else will. That's always going to be.
So he is a literary writer then, despite all his protestations.
He certainly has his literary influences. He doesn't necessarily write that way. The prose is always kind of taut, very direct, straight to the point. You know, declarative sentences, there's very little kind of frill, there's very little, I would say there's plenty of meat on the bones. But yeah, he has in the past, going back to, I think it was 2010, he was at a festival in Australia, and he came out, he declared war on I think it was Martin Amis. And if I can quote the line, he said, "I know I could write a literary book as good as Martin Amis or anybody like that. It would take me about 3 weeks and it would sell 3,000 copies or whatever they sell." Which, you know, these controversies,
a bit there as well.
They tend to follow him around, and always for some reason just before he's having a book published. Now, I think the point that he's making is that what he does is as difficult to do well as what literary writers do.
So personal, does it live up to its own hype and what he says about himself being able to write so quickly?
Caveat in front, I've been a fan of the books now for quite a while. I really liked him. I liked the tone. He's a very likeable character, nice laconic tone. They're written to be read as standalones, so you don't have to have followed him through the last 18 adventures in order, even though this is a personal novel where there is backdrop required, he just slots it in. It's the kind of beach book. It's, you know, to be read on a flight, that kind of thing. I tend to read them anywhere. I really enjoyed it. I think he's a master of what he does. It's a very difficult skill, and I think he's terrific at it.
So despite the fact that there are so many backstories here, you're saying it could be read as a standalone. If somebody hasn't read any Jack Reacher and they did want to start out, would you send them somewhere else, or would you say start with personal?
Well, I haven't actually read it, but the Lee Child aficionados, Killing Floor, which won two or three awards straight out of the gate, that was the debut. This is back in, I think it was 98. They say start with that because that tells you so much about the man. But having said, you know, any of the last four or five, I kind of came on board late and went straight in, and you don't need
to miss nothing. You're recommending Personal.
Yes, indeed.
Personal, a Jack Reacher novel by Lee Child, is what Declan Burke has been talking to us. The book is published by Bantam Press.